Now on to a few more stories we're following today. Microsoft officially released Windows 10 today, and the reviews are in. Willa Remus at Slate calls it the first operating system to embrace the future of computing. Jeffrey Fowler from the Wall Street Journal says it's the best PC experience I've had since Windows XP, whereas Krebs on Security warns that unless you opt out, Windows 10 will by default share your Wi-Fi network password with any contacts you may have listed in Outlook and Skype, and with an opt-in, also your Facebook friends. If you want to know more, download the epic episode of Windows Weekly that Leo recorded this afternoon. You can find it at twit.tv under shows. Bloomberg reports that the same Chinese hackers who targeted the U.S. government have hacked United Airlines. The breach happened in May or early June, but was just announced this afternoon. The hack included flight manifests, which are the lists of names and travel itineraries of passengers. United Airlines is one of the biggest contractors in the U.S. government, which means that these allegedly Chinese cyber hackers now have additional information on military personnel, government contractors, and other officials. Facebook released earnings today. Revenue rose 39% with daily active users at 968 million on average for June 2015. That's an increase of 17% year over year. Mashable reports the story behind the numbers, and that is that Facebook has finally mastered the art of making real money off of your status updates, mainly by the ads you look at on your smartphone. Still, based on the 82% jump in spending, Facebook stock fell about 2% in after-hours trading today. On April Fool's Day, Amazon announced the Dash button, a sticky Wi-Fi connected piece of plastic that you press to order more razors, detergent, toilet paper, diapers, and other items you would never want to run out of. Lots of us thought it was a joke, but nobody is laughing today as the Dash buttons officially went on sale at Amazon for $4.99. Just press the button and never run out. I assume that the items don't just drop from the sky as soon as I press the button, but I can't say for sure because I have not tried them yet. And finally today, Yahoo launched Live Text, a new live streaming app that assumes that none of us live streamers ever have anything interesting to say. That's right, the new app does not include audio. This is a good thing from a legal perspective because the laws around recording people's conversations are actually stricter than those that prohibit filming a person without her knowledge. The Next Web says that Yahoo unveiled the app for download in the U.S., Canada, Germany, France, and the U.K., as an attempt at reviving its once popular messenger app.